Welcome to another Folking.com interview at Acropoli 2018, and with a legend of the music industry. I know, I've got to do it.
Not just a legend, apparently I've got it on good account that there's two people that said the nicest people you'll meet in the music industry.
Exactly.
One of them is this man here.
Yep.
And the other one is Mr. Phil Beer. And
of course, it's Alan Prosser from the Oyster Band, and he is a jolly fine chap. Great to see you, Alan. Thanks for talking to us as well, because you know,
right,
I know you know you're busy and you're going on set pretty soonish. 41 years, what's it feel like?
It feels like it started only yesterday.
Really?
And it's, you know, I've always just enjoyed playing, so whenever I've got 5 seconds, I'm in a corner with a guitar, you know, so that's just me.
Yeah.
And it's a vein that just runs through my life. It's dominated me.
And one of the founder members of the Oysters, maybe back in those days in, you know, Canterbury.
Yeah. Yeah.
All those years ago.
Yeah, organising everybody musically.
Yeah. But you know what? It's amazing how time, I know it's a cliche and it's all a bit cheesy, but time does fly by so fast. And when you think back of all those albums that the Oysters have done, every single one of them's a corker. You know, I was digging out my garage the other day and I found an old vinyl, Blue Yonder.
Oh,
on vinyl, and I thought, what the hell's this? I've got it out. I thought, God, so that'll get a spin again. But you've been touring a lot, haven't you? You know, promoting and celebrating the 40
years. Yeah, we've been all over the place, and it's not finished either. We're off to off to Canada at the end of October as well. So that's something to look forward to. So we got Canada, and then it goes into an English tour till I think we finish in Skegness on the 1st of December. And we've got festivals before that as well. So now we're getting into a really busy period again. You know, we've had a month off, and now we're. This year was supposed to be a year doing nothing, right? But what does a musician do when he's not gigging, you know?
Isn't there always the way, though?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when have you known the Oyster Band never to do nothing? Because this is it, isn't it, with you lot? I mean, it's like, wherever you go, whatever you do, people love you, and you've got such a big following, especially even over in Europe and places like that. The amount of the old, you know, the YouTube videos and things of some bizarre place in Europe, there'd be a festival in Europe, and you've always gone down really well, and even some of those old dodgy interviews with, you know, on the German TV with John Jones talking about his politics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But over the years, you've just like...
I could wish John had been sober after those interviews.
Yeah, looking back now, it's quite funny, isn't it? When you look at them, you know, did he really say that? You know, and through power cuts at shows, but, you know.
Yeah. We're back off to Germany next January, Denmark and Germany.
What was the other one, being told to turn it down at Shrewsbury Folk Festival or something? Was it? You got annoyed about?
I can't remember that. I do remember Gosport and Ferrum Festival all those years ago, and when you weren't meant to be like doing nothing, you were actually in the late night session with Tim Eady.
That's
just
right.
An amazing impromptu set.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That went on. I can't remember, the last number went on for about half an hour. It was just, you know, one thing led to another, and we just had fun.
I still lament that every Easter that's gone. You just feel like you know, obviously celebrate Easter, but you sort of feel like you've got nothing to do in folk music Easter anymore. It's a real gap, isn't it?
It's nice to see you're still enjoying those things, and you're not just going and, you know, I don't think you're not a type of band to sort of just go and do it.
Talking this morning about writing the next album as well. Yeah. So we've got to do an Oysters 3 album, we've got an Oyster Band album, we're doing an EP with June, and there's another one as well. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
You know, so there's ongoing projects all the time. And I've got a CD coming out on which everything is in 5/4. I'll send you one when I've got it.
Yeah,
it's called 5/4 AP.
You know? Cool.
So Alan Scott's just mastered it for me.
Yeah.
He charged me all the £100.
Did he? £100, was he?
Mates rates,
definitely mates rates.
Was that still done down at Metway? You still using the Metway studios?
Occasionally using the Metway or another studio in Brighton, you know, there's a few. So
yeah, there's a couple of them, isn't
we go around them, depending on what we're doing.
And if he's not producing you, he's playing for you, so, it's all good stuff. Tell us a little about the new one, just briefly, because we're running out of time. Adrian, he's a new fella on the band, isn't he? A fairly new Adrian?
Yeah, well, his main job is playing with James.
Yeah.
You know, and they just brought out an album, so they're touring at the moment.
Right.
So we've got Rachel McShane playing with us tonight instead.
Right.
Ex...
Bella.
Bella,
thank you.
I was thinking Blows of Bella.
Yeah. Well, we got the drummer's ex-bello in as well. So
that's right. Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah,
taking over, aren't they?
We're picking up the strays.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, I mean Pete's got lots of them. Yeah, he's well respected. He's great to play with, actually. He's it's really amazing that we have almost exactly the same sense of where the beat is.
Yeah.
You know that thing where musicians they play before the beat or after the beat, depending on how their mindset. Well, Pete is almost exactly the same as me. It's a delight.
Yeah,
you know, it's really nice.
He's just clicking straight away. Right on it. Yeah, brilliant stuff. Brilliant. Well, I look forward to seeing you tonight. I mean, last time I saw you here, you just rocked it. I mean, I think I can't remember what year it was. A few years back now.
14 years ago.
Was it really? No, get away.
14 years ago.
You're joking. You see what I mean? What I said about time. To me, that was about 3 years ago.
Was it? Oh, well,
it seems like in my head, it's like really 14 years.
Well, the older you get, the faster time goes.
Unbelievable. But that was, you just rocked it. I mean, you did. I mean, I think you finished with Put Out the Lights, which was stunning.
Yeah,
we're going to get a bit of Put Out the Lights tonight, aren't we? Can't I push you to Dallas?
Not sure. We might finish with Leave Right Now tonight, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a nice track. Now. I'll look forward to it. And certainly, do keep in touch about your new album for us.
Yeah, we'll do.
P54.
Yeah.
We'd love to get hold of that and do that.
Yeah.
And are you going to go solo and gigging with it, or...? Difficult one. When you get time, I know what you're saying. It's like,
I'm never much one for gigging on my own anyway. I mean, I do enjoy it when I get to it, but I'm my head with all the organising,
it's a bit much.
Not really into it. I'd much rather let myself be organised into something.
And just get all your playing, which is what you do best.
You're inundated with managers now after this.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It'll go out.
I'm going to get to manager.
Every minute you're phoning me going, oh, did you say you wanted to say it?
Right,
thanks very much for talking to us, Alan. It's been a pleasure. Okay. Look forward to seeing you. Take care. Okay, thank you, mate. Cheers.